Instrument, our feature presentation.
This is Success Radio on KNUS News Talk 710.
Oh, America, are you serious? It is showtime, baby. Here we go. Ram, jam, slam, bam. It's awesome, baby.
Number two, underway of the Success Radio Show. Another beautiful Sunday afternoon in Mile High America. News Talk 710 KNUS, AM 1650 KNUS 2, on the World Wide Web at successradioshow.com. We talk about three things: health, wealth, and happiness, and that adds up to what, Michelle? As I said in the last hour, we talked a little bit about the fact that probably in the mail or maybe your inner office mail, you got your 1099s, you're getting your W-2s, you're getting your 1040s, you're getting your 104s, you're getting your 608s, you're getting your, and on and on and on. It's tax season, and I thought, what better way to kind of kick off tax season than to introduce another one of our experts who's going to be joining us on a regular basis to really help you maximize your potential when it comes to preparing your taxes and dealing with your bookkeeping and all the things that you need to do to make you take advantage of what's out there, because there's a lot of advantage that's available to you. So I want to welcome to the Success Radio Show my very special guest, my very good friend, Larry Koff of Tax Only.
Thank you, Larry. Mark.
I'm glad to have you.
I'm excited to be here.
Well, thanks for coming in. I appreciate you being here. And as I mentioned earlier, when did we meet? It's a year ago, probably.
It's probably a year now, yeah.
And we met at the New Business Network.
Correct.
And we're going to talk about networking, too. We're going to talk about taxes, but we're going to talk about networking, too, because the two go hand in hand. Not really, but you need to know about both of those things.
I actually think the two do go hand in hand, and networking is something that's close to your heart and mine. It's so important in building a business and accumulating wealth, and that's what I like to do. I help people minimize tax, but more importantly, I think I help them accumulate wealth.
And as you can hear when Larry speaks, he is from Eastern Colorado. So I want the listeners to get to know you a little bit. So talk about, how did you end up in Denver? Because you haven't been here very long.
No.
And what brought you here? And
well, we drove.
You drove that. Yeah, I've got my rim shot ready for you.
So. You're going to need it a lot. I'm from an old school of humor there, and so the only person that's going to be laughing here is probably me. we did drive out here. It was kind of an emergency thing, and we had always said that my business was portable. I have clients in 14 different states, and people don't understand how you can do that. We might talk about that later. There was a health emergency in our family, and within 6 days, I was able to sell the house and get out of our situation in the office, and we are here in Denver. And I guess we are portable. But I do love it here. The weather here is absolutely fantastic, and I finally found some pizza.
Well, where did you find pizza?
Should I tell that on the radio?
Absolutely. Well, it's all about networking. We need to tell people where to find the best kind of stuff.
Absolutely right. Well, remember, I'm from New York, so I'm looking for a different kind of pizza. People might be looking for different things. But Big Bill's New York Pizza on County Line in Holly, that's the best New York pizza I've found, where they use the basil the right way. But then Basil Dot's Pizzeria, which has many locations. You know Basil Dot?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yummy. And so we love going there. And the best ingredients that I've ever had, that's actually including in New York, is at Basil Dot. So those are my two favorite places.
Well, and it's interesting how we go from taxes to pizza. But that's an important aspect of this whole process of just getting to know one another and creating relationships, because it's not about always exchanging a business card.
Right.
If I could give a business person one bit of advice, quit handing out so many doggone business cards and just get to know people.
And, well, actually, the only reason I print business cards, and this is what I was taught, and I'm very much into marketing, is, as Mark knows, but most people out there wouldn't, because I'm a CPA, and therefore my lacking of personality is expected. But the reason I print business cards is to get the other person's card. And I know what they're going to do is they're going to circular file my card, and I don't really care. I want their card. And we have a whole process in my office of how that card is handled, how we actually follow up when we get that card, and that's what brings in business.
And it really is a magical process when you get to see it in action. And that's why I promote New Business Network so heavily. That's where I met you.
Right.
I've met so many people. Oh, I ran into Julie Paxton yesterday, as a matter of fact. She's probably listening to us today. I told her to be sure to tune in.
Handyman Connection.
Handyman Connection down at the Garden Home Show.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is just amazed sometimes because I focus on getting to know as many people, getting to know as much about them as possible. So we'll be walking down. I said, hey, honey, look, there's Julie Paxton from Handyman Connection. We go up and have a great conversation. And she goes, how in the world do you know all of these people? Everywhere you go, you know somebody. But it's so much fun because you do get to know, and you get to know who their resources are, and they can refer. Oh, my gosh. It just goes on and on.
Absolutely. And I'll give a plug for Handyman Connection because they are fantastic. For someone, we've been here only a year and a half, and we knew nobody. And in the beginning, you're just at the you're just at everyone's advantage, and you don't know who's good, you don't know who's bad, you don't know who should be taking care of you for different things, and that's why networking is so important, and why having the proper connections, because if someone knows you, Mark, or someone knows me, and I referred them, they're not going to treat that person badly, because I am from New York, and I will hurt them. And so, and they got to know that they won't get 100 more referrals from me. And so you're not alone then. But when you first get out here, you need someone to do a fix-it job, and you don't have confidence. Where Handyman Connection, they guarantee it for like $10 million worth of insurance and things like that. So they've done wonderful things at my office, wonderful things at our home, and we're bringing them back to do even more. So it's nice to have those connections.
It is. But beyond that is just to be able to call these people your friends first.
Right.
And then, you know, create the relationships around it. It's
exciting.
It is exciting. And I never knew it for the longest time. I would go to these networking events and I would go with the objective of saying, okay, I'm going to hand out 12 business cards today. Well, how ridiculous is that?
Right. But we're going to go over some networking things. But the key thing that I found and the thing that I work on really hard in my B&I group and the other things that I'm involved with is one major concept. Team. Together, everyone achieves more.
Oh, that is so huge. We're going to take a break right here, Larry. We're going to go to a commercial break because I think in about right now, we should hear some music. There it is.
I knew it was going to
show up sooner or later. I'm watching my timer going, come on, we got out there some music here. Anyway, Larry Koff is my guest, and he is from Tax Only. We're talking about taxes, we're talking about networking, and we're going to talk about in the next segment how you literally can make your taxes fun. So stay right there. News Talk 710, KNUS, AM 1650 over on KNUS2 and on the World Wide Web at successradioshow.com. We'll be right back.
KNUS.
Welcome to Success Radio.
1940. Yeah,
all right, we are back on the Success Radio Show, 20 minutes after the hour, a little bit of bumping back with the Beatles and Tax Man, one of my favorite Beatles songs of all time, actually. And my guest in studio today is Larry Koff, who is a CPA, certified public accountant, and let me see, he's a CNG, Certified Nice Guy, as well. So he's got all kinds of little initials that we're putting at the end of his name. He owns a company called Tax Only, and we are going to be talking a little bit more about taxes as we go through the hour. So first of all, welcome back, Larry. Glad to have you.
Thank you, Mark.
A New Yorker transplanted into beautiful, sunny Denver, Colorado. Do we have more sunshine than you do in New York? I think we probably do.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Anyway, so let's get into taxes a little bit,
okay?
And then we'll do a little bit more networking, and we want to invite some folks out to join us this week for some of the great events we've got going on. But the one thing that I love about Larry, I would not let just any CPA come on my show and talk about taxes, although any CPA could come on my show and talk about taxes. What sets Larry apart, number one, he's got an incredible personality, an awesome sense of humor, but he mentioned that he was a consultant in the area of taxes. And, you know, when the IRS comes out with new rules and regulations, the largest CPA firms in America call Larry and say, Larry, help us out here. What the heck are we supposed to do with this? And you go and consult with some of the biggest names in tax.
Well, not necessarily the largest firms. They will attend seminars, but recently the law came out and it was just thrust upon all of accounting. It was very late in the year. Most new laws come out in the latest is August generally, and here it came out in October, and everybody's getting ready for tax season. And most people had not read the law. I don't get out much. So I had, and I was reading it as it's being developed, too. And so the New York State Society of CPAs, again this year, it's been about 10 or 11 years, they flew me out to speak to about 400 CPAs and to inform them about the new law so they could be ready for the new tax year. And that is what I do. I've taught all over the country. I try to cut back because, you know, I'm blessed now later in our marriage. The boss and I we've had two children now. We have a 3-year-old and a 17-month-old. And so I don't teach as I used to teach 100 seminars a year on tax to other CPAs. And now I've cut down to less than 10 a year. I do have my books that I still come out with. But we recently were in pre-publication on our first full book toward non-CPAs and non-attorneys. Therefore, for the general public to help them go to sleep at night as well.
Well, and you need that. I mean, because the tax law is thousands and thousands of pages,
yes.
And it's just absolutely ridiculous.
And a change in the law this year has been the largest change since the 1986
Act.
Oh,
really?
Over 20 years, it's the major change. Things are back that were gone seemingly forever back when President Reagan was around, and sales tax used to be deductible, and now it is, and that's due to lobbying. And when you know about those things, it can actually be quite interesting.
Oh, so for 04, we're able to, or
yes,
in
04,
okay.
And the tax forms are not even ready yet by the service, by the Internal Revenue Service. They just came out with the tables just the other day. And again, some people don't have time to be up on that because they're just trying to get through. But I enjoy reading tax, and which is why I say I don't get out enough. You know, people say when I start quoting court cases and case law and things like that, they stop me and they say, you really need to relax.
You need to get out more, Larry. Come on. Have you ever heard of fiction? Although sometimes I think it's reading tax law is probably like science fiction.
Well, it's actually a lot of it can be comedy. I actually read tax law and there are just some laugh out loud funny. And those are the ones I'm including in my book. In the book, Taxes Can Be Fun, are things that, yes, they're going to be real things that people can say, well, that applies to me. I can save money, and that's nice. But then they're going to find out why I just seem to just love reading tax law. When I teach Master Tax Program to people, I want them to understand the history behind the law, because I teach graduate school, and I teach undergraduate. And then when I'm teaching the seminars, someone who's coming for a 9-hour seminar that's an attorney or CPA to see me speak, if you don't make it fun, that day is incredibly long. And I think that people learn more if they're awake.
Yeah, that's a good fact. Well, so you're a certified public accountant, CPA, on the back of your name. And I think a lot of people are intimidated. You know, they think, well, I have one job and I don't even own a house. I'm thinking about going into business. Why can't I just go to the tax preparation service down the street? Why should I think about a CPA?
Well, I think you should think about a CPA, and if not only a CPA, some CPAs really are more of a financial reporting background, and they'll acknowledge that, or they should. I'm a tax specialist, and I'm allowed to give that label. I'm one of the few CPAs in the country that is allowed to charge contingency. Usually that's only attorneys. It's because of my specialty. And the difference between that and going to one of those tax preparation places is that same person might have been your caddy when you were going golfing, that's working there. They don't have the requirements to fulfill. They don't have to pass the exam that takes, when I took it, it was a 2.5-day exam. That's a serious thing. And they're not going to ask you those questions. You're going to give them maybe your stuff. They're going to prepare the return. And they're not going to ask you, wait, I see your age. I see your situation. Maybe you're entitled to a HOPE credit, which could save you $1,500 on your taxes. They're just going to get the work done. They're not going to get to know you. And they're not going to make you answer some questions that because you just might want to get it done. You may, if they say to me, I'm thinking about starting a business, boom. As soon as you said, I'm thinking about starting a business, and you know this real well yourself, Mark, that means you started it. And now you're going to start spending money and buying books that are going to help you. You're going to start attending seminars by Bernie Dorman, which, by the way, that was exciting listening to him, and I'm looking forward to meeting him. You're going to have that, and as soon as that's the case, you have a business. Start saving those expenses. Start tracking your mileage. If you don't know how to do it, call Tax Only. Can I say my phone number?
Oh, you know, I was going to ask you to do that because what I want you to do is talk about your business the way that you would as you're introducing yourself before a group because it's just absolutely the best.
Okay, well, thanks very much. What I normally say is, my name is Larry Koff, and I actually don't fumble like that, but maybe I'm a tad nervous. My name is Larry Koff. I'm the managing director of Tax Only. Our toll-free number is 888-TAX-ONLY. 8 on the telephone is the letter T, so if you're ever nervous about taxes, just call Tax Only. We prepare your tax returns, and we provide consulting to other CPA firms and law firms across the nation. Taxes can be done for as little as $50 in our office, and everyone who walks away as a customer walks away with over $1,000 worth of coupons to places they like to go, like Dave & Buster's, How Sweet It Is Cafe, New York Daily News, Mark and I both love that place, and national sponsors that we have across the nation. We service clients in over 14 states. Taxes, that's all we do.
And that took you 30 seconds to do that. And I'm sitting here listening. I've heard that 100 times probably.
Okay.
But it doesn't ever get old on me, you know, because the number one thing is that you make it fun.
Thank you.
And you bring a dimension to people who you just bring the stress level down as people are thinking about, oh, my gosh, you know, April 15th and what do I do? Do I buy QuickBooks? Do I get Quicken? Do I get Turbo? Oh, what do I do? What do I do? And you just bring the level of stress down to the fact, and especially, wow, you know, because maybe you can do a return for $50 because it may just be a matter of filling in 12 blocks on a 1040 and it's gone.
Right. Actually, some of our clients, and this is something fun to learn about, some of our clients actually get their tax work done for free. We have discounts available to people. We want to help people. We do pro bono work as well, but we believe in the give and take. You and I both believe in giver's gain, and so we work that. But the key is, you're right, we try to take the stress level off. If someone's in our office and they're kind of tense, hey, I'll put some Sinatra on in the background. You know, something should be enjoyable about the experience.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to take a break right here. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about some fear around filing taxes, because there are some people who haven't filed taxes for a while, and they should be thinking about that, and they could come to you and just open up in a very confidential way and say, Larry, what do I do?
Well, they can just call Tax Only.
888-TAX Only. My guest is Larry Koff. He's a CPA, owner, managing director of Tax Only right here in Denver, Colorado. We want you to stay right there because we're going to talk about taxes. We're going to talk about networking. We're going to talk about Bernie Dorman. We're going to just talk about more stuff when we come back right
pizza.
After this. Pizza. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
Mark Crowley. First-time callers dial 303-696-1971. East of I-25, call 303-696-1971. West of I-25, call 303-696-1971. The wildcard line is 303-696-1971. International callers and listeners on SuccessRadioShow.com,
right?
Call 303-696-1971. Now, back to Success Radio on KNUS News Talk 710.
All right, 25 minutes before the hour, this is the Success Radio Show, News Talk 710 KNUS. And in case you didn't get the phone number there, it's 303-696-1971. My guest in the studio today is Larry Koff, who is the managing director of Tax Only. 888-TAX-ONLY, if you're nervous. See, I'm getting pretty good at that.
Yeah,
I'm actually getting better at that.
It's fun to
I
say.
I have practice because I kind of count in my head, did I do the right number of times? So it works out fine.
But we could get a politically correct thing on that one, too. So please, no offense to anybody out there. It has nothing to do with any challenges that people are overcoming. It's just you get nervous about something that can happen.
Exactly right. So we're talking about taxes, and there are a lot of people who listen to the Success Radio show who are struggling entrepreneurs. You know, they're starting a home-based business, and they operate underneath some myths around business, and it causes them maybe not to step out as far as they should, because the laws are written, and there's, you know, constitutional or case law that says you only have to pay as much tax as you really owe. You don't have to pay one penny more than that.
Correct.
So a lot of people are worried about the hobby loss rule. Let's talk about that, because I think that you just cleared something up for me.
Over the break,
So let's talk about that.
It's actually an interesting misconception that a lot of people have, including some accountants out there, unfortunately, because they don't have time to read all the cases. There's just so much work to do. And that's why I think it is helpful that we're available as consultants to other CPA firms, and they use it. And the people that do, it's good for them that they do that. And you should feel good about your accountant, that they'll recognize and say, well, let me find out an answer for that question, rather than try to make something up. And you'll feel better about that. But the hobby loss rules are misunderstood. People like to say that you have to make a profit in a business 3 out of 5 years. Otherwise, it's a hobby. But it's really not written that way. The interpretation, the service likes you to think that, because they, if you do that, then they're not going to have these losses to recognize. But if you have a true intent to make money, you're serious about it, you're starting to attend these seminars by Bernie Dorman, you're going, you're spending money on books and learning, your intent truly is to make money. If you lose the money, you lose the money. So be it. If you had to be profitable 3 out of 5 years and not be able to recognize that loss, as I was telling you, Chrysler would have been a hobby for years. And so how do we get around that? Although Chrysler is exception to that rule because it was a corporation, but the principle is still there. If you, there's a case out of the Second Circuit, Ranciato versus the Commissioner. It's actually a famous case which the IRS lost, and they will not appeal. And the reason they won't appeal is then if it went to the Supreme Court, they know they would lose. And if they would lose, then across the country, not just the Second Circuit, they would not be able to pretend that incorrect idea of hobby loss. And what happened with Ranciato is they had a pet shop, and they just did a lot of not great things. And he made a six-figure salary, and the loss in the pet shop stretched on for years and years. And the government was trying to say, that's just a hobby, because you can't keep on writing off $10,000, $20,000 off your taxes. But in actuality, he can, and he won the case. And why did he win the case? It's because they were able to prove, and this is why taxes can be fun, they were able to prove he was just a lousy businessman. He was just terrible. And if he's a terrible businessman, can you penalize him for being a bad businessman? And Second Circuit said, no, you can't. And you could almost picture him in the court case, in this federal court, saying, can you imagine this person being so stupid? And he's going to stand up and say, yes, I am.
Your Honor, I am stupid.
Because it meant six figures to him in taxes and penalties.
And that's why it's important to come across a guy like you who can and get into some of those finer details and understand the ins and outs of a particular ruling in tax court or in the appeals process, because you got to know that stuff or you're going to get hosed in the long run.
That's true. If you know someone who has been at the level I have, and I've been at the multi-billion dollar level, my background, which we haven't talked about, but I was in the Big Eight, and I am a proud alumnus of Arthur Andersen. I have my own shredder. Okay, but it was back when I was there, it was the number one firm in the world, and I facetiously say, or seriously say, that they really started going downhill when I left. Okay, but I am actually proud about that. My education there was fantastic, and I'm used to dealing on the multi-billion dollar level, and I've worked on China audits and things like that, but my education in the last 10 years has been more toward the small business and helping small business be successful, like my father, who never graduated high school and yet became a very successful businessman. And these are the people I want to help so that they're properly insured. What does insurance have to do with taxes? I think everything. I think a proper tax man provides tax and financial consulting in a coordinated fashion. And so therefore, I have people here locally that I work with in Colorado to help my clients, so they feel more secure. more secure. Jay Clark of Wealth Strategies Group, Karen Jesse's of Wealth Strategies, who is magnificent. Jay Murray on the investment level. Dan Limmer out of New York. I have a fellow, Richard Perea, who helps my clients that are in both English-speaking and Hispanic. And if I say, Richard, I need you to be in California, he's on a flight, and he's going to help those people. And that is part of providing proper guidance to someone, is that you're not just doing my tax return, are you, Larry? No, I'm going to help you plan for your children's education. I'm going to help you plan for your own retirement. I'm going to help you be successful.
Larry Koff is my guest, who is the managing director at Tax Only. And we're talking about creating, you're writing a book. I mean, it's in the project, we're in the pre-publication phase right now. It's not in print yet, but it's
almost done.
It's a work in progress, and it's going to be out there, and it's for the average guy to get tax information. So one of the things we were talking about...
In a fun way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, hence the title, Taxes Can Be Fun.
Right. We were going to call it Taxes Can Be Sexy, but we didn't think it would sell.
You just totally blew my mind. I'm trying to see the cover of what a book like Taxes Can Be Sexy.
Well, we actually, I'll tell you the reason that came up. One of my clients in Atlanta, again, we have clients, and the reason we can, if you go to taxonly.com, you'll see that our clients are able to give us their information and communicate with us over the internet, which is quite modern. And one of our clients in Atlanta, Georgia, is a single mom, and we helped her in a lot of different ways. Dave Block's company, Make It Fly, just had a write-up on us telling about that. And one of the things, when we were able to help her, a single mother, helping her to get a house, first by minimizing taxes, then giving her guidance on her investments, at a certain point, when we showed her how much money she was going to save, and this is absolute truth, she said she was getting excited. And I don't want to go to what level, but she said, Larry, you make taxes sexy. And that's what gave us the idea for the book. But I was advised by one of the brightest people I've ever met, Joe Saba. You can't call it that, yeah. Larry.
So what let's do is, yeah, if people, we're going to take a break in a couple minutes, but I want to talk about a couple things. We want to talk about the events coming up, because we want to get people to come out. We want people to meet you.
And
Bernie and all that sort of thing. We'll talk about that when we come back.
I'm looking forward to meet Bernie.
Oh, you're going to love him. I mean, the guy is just, I mean, he's so brilliant. And you can just see his brain going all the time.
Anyway, absolutely.
But one of the things that we want to do is, if people want to kind of get an early edition,
Taxes Can Be Fun?
We're going to offer it to them for like a pre-publication price. And we'll call it maybe the Success Radio Show Special.
Right.
So people need to call you at
Tax Only.
888 Tax Only.
Right. Or they can email us on our website. Go to the website at www.taxonly.com. And our normal price, at least I've been told, is going to be $7.95. But because of Success Radio Show, we're going to offer it to listeners at $4.95. So a $3 savings. And why do I recognize the savings? CPA also stands for cheapest person alive. And so I know, jump on that bonus offer.
Well, I know for a fact that you're not the cheapest person alive, but let's take, we've got about 90 seconds. Talk about the most incredible place to eat in North Denver.
Oh, man. Okay, not in Northern Denver, because I'm going to tell you, I've traveled all over the country, outside of the country as well, and I'm comparing this to every restaurant that I've ever been to, and I've eaten some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans, in New York, in San Francisco, and this is my favorite restaurant in the country, as Mark knows, and CPA, cheapest person alive, I have never given less than a 40% tip at this restaurant. And so you can check it out on their website. I'm not a part owner, so don't misconstrue. Highlands Garden Cafe here in Denver. I've sent emails to people I know all over the country that are going to visit me in my office. It is great. My mouth is watering just thinking about it. Mark, you're going to be trying out soon, too.
I am. Yep, absolutely. I mean, on your recommendation, HighlandsGardenCafe.com. Is there a website, I think?
They're on 32nd Avenue, but they do have a website, .com.
And once you see the website, I mean, you're going to... once I saw it, I said, well, I'm there. We're going.
I got saliva coming out of my mouth.
I know.
Right,
yeah, let me get you a napkin, because... Larry, you're embarrassing me. Even though we're on the radio, it's just, it's disgusting.
Oh,
anyway,
baby.
So I think now we need to take a break just so I can go get some tissue and just clean you up, because you're just drooling all over my
desk.
If
it's not about the restaurant, it's probably about the tax talk.
Yeah, I'm sure it must be. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about the events coming up this week with New Business Network, Larry, Tax Only, everything. We'll be right back.
KNUS.
News Talk 710. Let me tell you how it will be.
back on the Success Radio Show, News Talk 710 KNUS, AM 1650 KNUS 2, and over on the World Wide Web at successradioshow.com. And that Beatles song, one of my favorite songs of all time, The Tax Man, kind of brings us back with my very good friend Larry Koff, who is the managing director of Tax Only. And we're so delighted because we just have the chance to bring his beautiful family, and he brought the boss along. Now, Susan, who is his lovely wife, he refers to her as the boss, and Larry needs a boss. I mean, there's no question in my mind that you need to be controlled, my friend, because you are way out of control. And his beautiful daughters, Amanda and Serena, are here in the studios with us. And I'm just waving to them and saying hi to them over there, and we're just glad to have them here with us because it's nice to see the other part of a business person because you have a life outside of taxes. And there's the beautiful, shining example of it. So it's a privilege to have them here.
You know, we have a 3-year-old and a 17-month-old exemption. And
spoken like a true accountant.
Matter of fact, our birth announcement, people just went crazy about it, cause especially the CPA firms that we consult for, because what I did was we had a custom done, and it was the front page of our tax return, which had always been empty down in exemptions. And they actually wrote about it in the newspaper in New York. And because ours had the front and down exemptions, it said, yes.
Oh, that's
meaning that now it wasn't going to be empty.
Finally, we got something to put in there. Well, so let's get into, I want to kind of segue away from taxes because people are going to have a great opportunity to hear from you every month. We're going to have you on once a month. You're going to be joining us, talking about the latest in tax strategies. But I want to shift back to networking because this particular week, is a really busy time around the world of networking. We want people to get involved. So
sure.
Let's talk about what people can do because we want to give them a special offer. You and me are going to give them a gift coming to the New Business Network for breakfast this
Absolutely.
Week.
At the New Business Network, normally, unless you're directly invited by a New Business Network, it costs $15 to attend the first time. We're going to, on behalf of New Business Network and the Success Radio Show, anyone who wants to attend this function here where you're going to get to meet Bernie Dorman or down in Colorado Springs on February 22nd, if you attend and you say Success Radio Show, you will be able to go there for nothing. So no $15, you get a nice breakfast, you're going to get to network, bring over 100 business cards is my advice, and be prepared to network with people. And though it starts at 7:30, I'd get there a tad early. Start your networking early.
It really, I try to get there, and you see me all the time. I'm always the first one in line to eat. and not because I'm hungry. It's because I want to be finished eating so I can have a conversation with people and not be having a mouthful
and
of
I'm
pancakes.
Online with you because I'm hungry.
Yeah, you're number two just because you're starving.
That's it.
So let's kind of segue into the whole philosophy of networking because You operate with BNI, which is Business Networking International, I think.
Business Network International. And what I did is I started a chapter back in New York, and that was quite successful, and now it's still thriving. I've been gone a year and a half, and it's still doing great. But Business Network International is in 20 countries around the world. Their educational coordinator is in Australia, and that's who I coordinate with. It's just been an exciting thing. And when I came out here to Denver, I knew nobody. If it wasn't for elevators, I would have never built my business. And through Business Network International, I can tell you that the majority of my new business here is through BNI and indirectly through New Business Network. So the two really work hand in hand. And I'm very excited about that. And our group here in Denver is fast. I believe it's one of the fastest growing groups here in Denver. One of the people that protects me, you know, with our property casualty insurance is Jeff Douglas. And he and I started that together along with many other friends and that I didn't have before I arrived. And so networking can be so powerful.
Well, talk about some of the, I think people are a little bit reluctant to step out of their comfort zone, get out of the box a little bit. And start to network. What are some of the big challenges? I know you kind of surveyed some of the people in your group.
At one of our group, and we meet at the New York Daily News, great breakfast and a great place to go. And again, I don't know in any part of New York Daily News, Tori now wouldn't let me, but but I believe in it. And so you go there in the morning and you get there at 7 o'clock sharp because, first of all, we believe we should enhance your business, not getting away with it. And so therefore, it's going to be over at exactly 8:30. You'll be able to start your day. And so one of the things I did as the new education coordinator was, here's a list and tell us, what are your fears now that we're in networking time? What are some of your fears that I can help dispel or help you prepare for? And so, and you wouldn't believe, here are these people that are already taking that step and they're involved in networking. And the list was, as you can see, Mark, it's a page long.
Yeah, it is long.
So we had 30, 40 people that show up at those meetings, and here were some of the questions that they asked. One of them, which was actually kind of funny, and this came from our friend JD, Jeff Douglas, okay, from Mountain Storm Insurance, and he said, how much is the appropriate amount to drink at a networking event? And his belief was he wanted to drink enough so that everyone started looking better. Okay. And that is actually true. I actually think if you feel more comfortable holding a drink in your hand, that's fine. I'm not really a drinker, but I'll hold something as well. I'll hold a glass of water with some lemon in it. If someone wants to feel that you're drinking, maybe that's important to you. But I actually think if you're there for the business, the drinking is not the focus. And you're really, and the key thing that I suggest to people is don't look there trying to sell your business, because you're not going to do it in a minute. Be there and really be sincere. Someone once said, sincerity is the key to success. Once you can fake that, you got it made. I don't necessarily believe in that concept, but it's kind of cute. I believe that if you are sincere and you want to find out about their business, they're going to want to listen to you. And so there's a lot of things to overcome at networking. But that was just one of the questions that people asked. We can go on to another question if you want. Well, another person said, how long is the appropriate time to talk with one person there? Well, if you really connect with someone, I don't know if you believe the same, Mark. I think you probably do. There is no limit on time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You need to be talking to other people. You're looking, am I going to leave with 30 business cards? Well, at New Business Network, you will, because of the organized chaos. But at most networking functions, like at a chamber, if I leave with 5 or 6 good business cards of someone I had a nice conversation with and got to know their business, and I believe, as you do, with the Dale Carnegie approach, I've read that book over 100 times, How to Win Friends and Influence people.
Yep.
Fantastic. And How to Stop Worrying and Stop Living. If you want to get going in networking, I believe you start becoming more educated in it. And those would be two of the books that I would suggest. That first one especially, How to Win Friends and Influence
And that's
people.
On my top 10 book list on successradioshow.com. There's a little icon that says my top 10 books. How to Win Friends and Influence People is one of my
top
books.
I actually think it should be required reading in high school.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So where people can get started, they can start with us this Thursday. They get to meet Bernie Dorman.
Absolutely.
They get to meet you.
I'll be there. I'm excited to be there. I wasn't sure if I could make it, and then I realized that you were going to be co-hosting and Bernie's going to be there. So I'm in the middle of tax season, so there's no excuse to anybody else. I am up to my eyeballs, and I'm going to be at that meeting. So I think that y'all should be too.
And it's at the Denver Marriott Denver West, which is at I-70 and Denver West Boulevard.
Right.
Just show up. Just come. You don't need to reservation. Nothing.
Let the New Yorker give directions. All right.
Yeah.
You take I-25 to 6th. Is it Avenue?
Yep.
6th Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
You take that across to Indiana, up and then onto Colfax.
Mm-hmm.
There, and you're right there. So it's really simple to do. Everything is close in Denver. That's one of the nice things about it.
And breakfast is on us.
That's right.
If you're the first-time attendee,
Mark's paying.
Yeah, I'm paying. Wait a minute. But it would be a deductible nosh, as
that's
you say.
Right,
yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly right. All right, well, Larry, we're out of time for today. The time has just gone by. I appreciate having you come in. And our listeners, I think, really are going to come away with some great insight today. But they can reach you 888-TAX-ONLY.
Right.
And the website is taxonly.com. Come meet Larry this Thursday at the networking event, New Business Network, at the Denver West Marriott.
Have them ready some questions for the next time I'm on, and we'll deal with those
Next time we'll actually take some calls. We'll promote it a little bit earlier, and we'll actually have some calls, emails, that sort of thing, so people can get their tax questions answered. Larry Koff, thank you very much. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the Success Radio Show on News Talk 710 KNUS, AM 1650 KNUS 2, and on the World Wide Web at successradioshow.com. I am so grateful to have each and every one of you join me every Sunday from noon till 2. Remember, if you want to be successful, make a decision. Take steps in that direction and be sure to tune in every Sunday from 12 till 2 on the Success Radio Show. And we will see you here, same place, same time, next week. Bye-bye.
This is News Talk 710 KNUS, Denver.